You're listening to a download from North Sound 2. Listen again.
Good morning and welcome to Talk In here on North Sound 2. It's your chance to have your say on the events in the public eye and possibly some of those things that we haven't picked up on and you know about. What's made your blood boil? What's made you laugh? Or what struck you absolutely speechless? Have you the need to let off steam? If you do, this is the show to do it. All you got to do is get in touch via the phones. John's sitting waiting for your calls. It's 01224 401035. You can email directly into studio on cami@northsound2.com or Grant will pick up your texts on 61025. Prefix that with Cami, or you can tweet on cami1035. And as always, remember, you can listen back to what's been said today on our wonderful little podcast, which I still don't understand, on northsound2.com/listen again. We have a couple of things which may be of interest. The big thing at the moment is the fact that independence, the referendum, is coming to Scotland. It's been decreed that that is going to happen. We also have the story locally on Hazelhead. Now, the fight is really over for Hazelhead residents protesting against a recycling centre being built in their community. Councillors have voted in favour for a waste plant to be built on the former Grove Nursery site. That despite receiving over 200 letters of objection from locals. Now, local councillor Jennifer Stewart spoke to North Sound News just after the decision was made on Thursday.
I think it's a very sad day for Aberdeen, given the decision of the planning committee. I'm not sure that they really have taken on board the level of objections from the public and what the public actually feel and the impact this recycling centre is going to have up at Hazelhead Park. You know, it just seems to me that we seem to get embroiled and bogged down with planning legislation without actually really listening to what the citizens of Aberdeen are saying. We're told we have to look at planning applications and just consider that particular planning application and the impact that that will have. But if you are aware that you know that other things are going on in the city that will further exacerbate an existing problem, then you have to take that on board. And what I mean specifically is that traffic and the volume of traffic around Hazelhead and then going along the Hazelhead roundabout and then going down to Hazelhead Avenue, this is going to be further exacerbated by the Tesco development, which has been approved and will go ahead. There's going to be so much traffic around that area. We're going to have tailbacks of traffic along Kingsgate, Queen's Road, going up to the recycling centre, and that is going to be a huge headache for local people. What residents say to me is, you know, why could they just not have gone down the King's Wells? What we should route and something that wouldn't impact on housing to the same extent and on beside the park. You know, it seems to me, and these are my words and I'm happy to stand by them, but it does look like a bit like an attack on the West End, given a previous application for the chip shop up in Hazelhead, and now we have a recycling centre close to houses, close to two schools, and despite vociferous and robust arguments about the location of the recycling plant to the school, this just wasn't taken on board at all.
And there we go. And would you believe it? The first call. Willie, how are you?
Fine,
Tommy. it's fortuitous because as that was going on, you were getting set up and you wanted to talk about Hazelhead.
Yes, well, I still rebuke, Tommy.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's ridiculous, if I mean.
Tell me, where do you stay?
In right across that place.
Well, listen, man, you'll have to explain to me. I'm in Hazelhead Park, right?
Yes.
Where exactly is the site in relation to the park?
Right across from me. I go to my back door.
No, but hold on. Tell me the site, because I'm not exactly clear where
You know the football pitches over the back?
Yes, aye.
Aye. No, I'm right across from there.
Oh, I see. Yes, because...
So once
you come up there, and if you have the football pitches on your right-hand side, you then progress on and you have the show yard where they have the Highland Games.
Yes.
Right, okay. So where are they setting it up in relation to that?
Just Just over the back of there.
Oh, I see.
Aye. No, I've got a lot of wee doggies.
Yeah,
take a route. That's the pride and joy.
Aye.
Right, but I think this is a bit wrong, Tommy.
Well, the thing is, Willie, I mean, as was said, the decision's been made. But, I mean, obviously, did you to complain about it? Did you put forward your case?
Oh, yes. I've got no letter to say.
Say again?
I've never got no letter.
Oh, I see.
Aye.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You seem to be breaking up. I think you must be using a mobile, Willie. You seem to be breaking up a wee bit. I think. Are you on the move? No.
I think this is just order.
Aye. But the thing is, you see, you know, it has to, these cycling. I mean, recycling is a thing that is now very. I mean, I think there is legislation that states that the councils have to recycle to a certain degree, and they have to make an effort to recycle. Therefore, these recycling plants are not only going to spring up in the Aberdeen area. I would suggest they're going to spring up all over the place, and it is going to be a move in the future where they're recycling plants. And I know it's an easy thing for me to say, but they've got to go somewhere, don't they? Well, I think we have a problem with the phone, my friend. And whilst I would like to hear what you're saying, it's you're coming and going. Uh-huh. Yes. What we'll do is, John's listening here, so John can hear us. What I'll do is, we'll get John to give you a call back, okay? And see if we can get a better line. That's what we'll do. Okay, there you go. Obviously, if people are phoning in, the preference is to phone in on landlines because, as you can hear, whilst mobiles are very popular, sometimes they can give us little bits of ups and downs as far as the whole scenario goes with reception and things like that. But what we will do, we will see if we can get a hold of Willie, and we'll phone him back and see what's going. As we are talking about Hazelhead and the fact that these plants are going to be up and about, we find that Jean Hannah's on the phone from Peterhead. And Jean, you're talking about council?
Yeah.
Come on then, what would you like to say?
Okay, Tommy. They keep going on about Aberdeen.
Uh-huh.
Right. As far as I'm concerned, Aberdeen City Council.
Jean, have you got the radio on in the background,
yes,
love?
Yes, I have.
Could you maybe turn it down? Because I'm hearing me, and much as I like to hear me, it's putting me off a bit. Okay?
Okay.
If you can turn the radio down, I'll do what I do best and just talk to nobody, and then you can come back and we'll chat about it, and you can put forward your point in the council.
Okay.
Okay. Nice one, Jean. That's good. That's much better. Thank you. My ears were whistling.
Sorry, Tommy.
And when you've got ears the size of mine, when they start whistling, it's a real problem, I'll tell you.
Oh, that's no fair.
Right, Jean. Sorry. Carry on.
Right. Okay. You keep saying Aberdeen City Council are broke.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The Shire's getting the same way.
Yeah.
Okay. How come they're going on about this, that and the other in Aberdeen,
uh-huh.
right? But they do nothing about the Shire. Peterhead's got nothing anymore.
Well, you see, I think it's again an easy glib statement. It's all down to budgets, and it's all down to the separate kitties where they have an amount of money which allows them to do this and do the next thing. But I mean, when you say the city council is lacking funds and the shire council's lacking funds, other councils as well are lacking funds. Mm-hmm. I mean, all councils, I mean, the financial situation that the world finds itself in is hitting individual councils as well. So it's not just Aberdeen that's suffering, but I appreciate what you're saying. But the different councils have different budgets for different mm-hmm. projects, and projects which have what called ring-fenced funds which are available for said projects. And
yeah.
a lot of the projects that are being pursued are, I believe, being pursued because there is grant funding from Europe, there's grant funding from various bodies which allow projects like this to go ahead, you see? So,
my other topic,
uh-huh.
okay, is a blooming good one. Well, I think it's a good one, Tommy. Okay, they're going about this referendum.
Oh, the referendum?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, we were going to give it a whirl, but you carry on, yes?
Okay.
What do you think about the referendum?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't think Scotland... All right, it might be fine for them saying Scotland would be fine on their own.
Uh-huh.
Okay, But when it comes to finances, are we going to lose all the oil revenue or the gas revenue, whiskey revenue? It's all going to go down south and back them up. But it's not going to back us up.
Well,
it's all left Scotland a long time ago.
Yeah, well, the thing is, the independence has been spoken of, you know, for...
Donkey's years.
Yeah, donkey's years are good time scale. So that is gives people what an opportunity to you know, say what they feel independence is.
Mm-hmm.
But I would suggest that what's happening now is the Secretary of State for Scotland in Parliament stated that, you know, there is going to be an avenue is going to be made, a legal avenue is going to be made for this referendum to take place.
Mm-hmm.
But it is only now that that avenue is being made that people are going to be sitting down and discussing. And it was stated that anybody who is involved and would like to be involved is welcome to take part in the consultative part and put forward their opinions. But I suppose you would have to look at what happens to the coinage, what happens to, I mean, there's so much involved in such a thing, and that is going to have to be discussed. And in the end, you know, there is an argument, and there was an argument put forward that in Parliament that said, it's all very well people in Scotland saying we want independence from the rest of the UK, but on the other hand, if it's that important, why should the UK not be involved in the voting that, you know, so they can say, well, Scotland should have independence. You see, so there's so many different factions in the thing, but you reckon that you would be voting against it, do you?
Uh-huh. I'll tell you another thing, Tommy. I'm no for this going into the euro. I don't want euro coins.
Well, I'll tell you something. See, when you go on holiday, you don't want euros either.
I know. Cause
they ain't worth much, I can assure you.
I know that.
I know. So, and I mean, I quite enjoy a holiday. Grant across from me sitting nodding as well, you know.
Uh-huh. I'm not wanting a euro.
Euros is like Mickey Mouse money just now, isn't it?
It doesn't buy tuppence.
Yes, it's you take your tuppence and you go on holiday, yeah?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, Jean, okay. Thanks a lot anyway.
Thanks,
okay.
Tommy.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
I think we managed to get Willie. Did we manage to get you back again?
Yes, John.
Ah, that's better.
Come here, is that better?
Yes, Michael, it's good. Yes. That's better.
Okay,
right, go
nice.
On. So let's just recap the fact that you've got a house which is going to be the next door neighbour of the recycling plant.
And yes, right across the road,
and you feel strongly about the fact that
it
should be. Now, I don't wish to be rude here, but is it just because it's in your back door, or is it? Do you feel that this sort of plant shouldn't be as close to any form of city area?
Yes, me see, but right next door to the school, the little primary school, and look at the butter school there, which is beautiful, like.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just can't understand why the council did that, put it over there.
Willie.
Hello?
You are aware that this sort of plant, when it's put there, it's going to be, shall we say, landscaped, or it's going to be made as unobtrusive as possible.
Uh-huh.
Now, would you accept that, you know, something in this day and age, it's not going to be like a burning plant, an incendiary plant. It's not going to have, you know, big things and all that. Now, albeit, I take your point, but these things nowadays are designed and they are constructed to be as unobtrusive as a plant of that size can be. So it's not as if it's going to be a real carbuncle, you know, and it will, I would assume, be constructed to be sort of neighbour-friendly.
Well, but this way, the people stay across the other side, there are privately owned houses.
Yes.
And I think, if you heard it on the radio, I think someone's ready to leave their house because of this.
Well, I think there is always the argument that...
Yes, I understand.
You know, no matter where plants like this go, and no matter where facilities of this nature go, people sometimes make the decision that, right, you know, I'm not prepared to stay here. And if they have the ability, they will move house. However, you know, as you have said, some of these people in the houses up there, I'm sure they've stayed there for many, many years, and you know, they might not wish to move. Yeah, but unfortunately, Willie, as was stated in the clip that was done by the news team, this is going to happen. It is going to happen. Now, bear in mind that it's going to happen, and I appreciate that you are not happy about it.
No, I'm
not. And bearing in mind, I've said that I'm sure every effort would be made to landscape it and things. Do you think that, you know, by disguising it with maybe, say, hedges, trees, foliage and this, is that something you should pay a particular attention to, bearing in mind how many people, you know, are upset about this thing?
But that's why the council's never done nothing about it. Now, you're not getting any trees or nothing up. We see, I get my granddaughter every weekend, and I'm scared to take my granddaughter out to park now.
Go on.
Oh, aye. If I take my granddaughter out to park, okay, she's only three.
Yes.
And I'm scared to take her out to park because there's only vermin gone. But bad enough we foxes now for a bark skin at night.
Yeah.
And I'm scared to take my daughter out. That's a wife for you.
Yeah. You're obviously not happy about the whole thing, are you, Willie?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No.
Well, I'm afraid to say, and I don't want to be the bearer of bad, you know, bad tidings, but it's going to happen, my friend. I'm afraid it's going to happen.
I can't be in hand about it, no.
No. But it would be nice to think, you know, the only solace I can give you is the hope that they will be sort of thoughtful to the neighbours, and, you know, they will have, I am sure, sound environmental policies in place which make it as discreet as you can make it. Is that fair?
Yes.
Bless
you.
Bless you, Willie.
Right.
See you later.
Catch you later, boy.
Okay. There you go. The phone lines 01224 401035. John sitting waiting for your calls. If you share Willie's views on the Hazelhead thing, well, give us a shout. You can also get Cammy at northsound2.com once I get this brute of a computer to work, but that's another story. You can tweet us on Cammy 1035 and Grant ready for texts on 61025. Prefix that with a Cammy.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
And there you go. That's a number. That took you by surprise, didn't it?
That should have happened.
Should that not have happened?
No, that should not have happened.
Was that down as a mistake?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And are you taking responsible for your mistake? Or am I getting the blame for
no,
it?
No, I think that was my mistake.
Okay, Grant made a mistake. Nothing to do with me. You can tweet Cammy at Cammy 1035, or you can text 61025, prefix that with a Cammy. Anything on the text, or are we...
I've got a few here, actually. Do you want them just now? Or?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Lily's been talking about, I think this is definitely a recycling plant. We should all be encouraged to recycle, stop moaning about a little plant being built. And Sarah Leckie, I think it is, maybe if it could be located away from Hazelhead. I'm not sure if the final location has been decided.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen. It's going to happen. But that's what I was trying to get at. I mean, I wonder why these can't be put out in industrial sites. Now, I don't know. You know,
Sarah does also say at the end of her text, I wouldn't want it on my back door, which is fair enough.
I think that, I mean, like if everybody's being strictly honest, I mean, if any form of thing comes to your back door, the first thing you want to do is say, no, I don't want it here. And that's what the art of complaining is about and putting forward your opinions, I'm quite sure. But I really don't understand why these things can't, you know, go on industrial sites, or they can't. You know, tuck it at the corner of an industrial site, maybe. Raymond, hello, how are you?
Good morning.
Are you well, sir?
Yes, I'm quite well.
Okay, and as always, you have a say.
Yeah, I was quite surprised you asked me, says.
Come on, then. Hazelhead.
Anyway, right, okay, Hazelhead, right. Ask the public what they want, right? It makes it seem as if the public have a say.
This is one of your conspiracy theories, isn't it?
Yes.
See, I can spot them now.
Then they just do what they want anyway.
Well, I don't know if that's strictly true, Raymond, but I that's maybe how it feels, and certainly the people from Hazelhead. I mean, to my understanding, there was a fair organised, you know, sort of campaign to try and put things over. And I mean, and you heard the piece by Jennifer Stewart stated that, you know, there was over 200 letters of objection. Now, 200 people sort of objecting to the same thing would indicate that they're maybe not happy about it, you know?
What I was trying to say is the council, right, they ask people what they want. There was a chap I was talking to last night, and he said that he heard me on the show last week, and he says, why don't you tell them about, okay, the Hazelhead, right, and they've had that referendum sort of thing that they do, haven't listened, and he says, well, tell them about Kelly Jones in Hayton, the bridge, and they've had County Alfred 3 or 4 letters sent to me, and I've sent back, and it's always been no, and I know for a fact almost every person I've talked to has been sending back no. And I'm telling you now, within the next few years, you can actually bet that that bridge will go ahead.
Okay.
Because they do not listen. Actually, I am not a betting person, right? But I went into the bookies last week, right? And I asked the price they would give me on a councillor to tell me the truth one day. And I was asked to leave and told to be, don't be so stupid. And I was actually asked to leave the bookies.
Yeah.
So that's how much confidence that I have in the Grampian Council.
Okay. So, but really, I mean, on Facebook, Neil Emerson has stated, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's a household recycling plant at Hazelhead, not industrial. I stand corrected. It is, I believe, a household recycling plant. However, you know, it's still on the same adage, isn't it? It people are more accepting of things if it's elsewhere, sort of style.
Yes, well, I quite agree with recycling. I mean, I've got the bins and the paper, the barcode papers and the different recycling bins. But then you get a letter through telling you that certain items can't be recycled.
Yeah.
So what do you do with the rest?
Well, yeah, okay, yeah.
That's just got to go into the big black bin, isn't it? So, I mean, they either recycle or they don't. As I say, sometimes it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, but I might be a solid boy.
No, I don't think so. I think there is confusion about these things, but I also think the fact is that, you know, some of these, regardless of what we say, these things have to go somewhere, don't they?
Yeah, but the thing is, we've got a bin at the front, right? And we've got plastics and glass in.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a yellow tag on it.
Yeah.
And it says, don't put that, don't put this, we don't want that. And it's all plastic.
Yeah.
But we're not allowed to put it in. And if we do, it just gives it back.
Yeah. So,
it's a bit solid, is it?
Yeah. It's frustrating for everybody concerned on that side of things, so isn't it, Raymond?
Well, I would think so.
Not to worry. Listen, we take your point on board. Thanks very much for that, Raymond. You take it easy, okay?
Okay, Carmen. Hey, by the way,
hello.
Have a word with your friend about Frank Gofeather.
Say again?
Have a word with your friend about Frank Gofeather. Tell him. It's not Frank Gofeather,
yeah. Yes, we did pick up on that. When the guys came in today, they did have a little chastisement at me, you know. Once again, somebody pushing the wrong button and putting the wrong thing out, you see.
Okay, Cammy.
But it's okay. You know, fine, with an ego my size, I'll make blooming sure my name's on it, mate. Don't you worry.
I'll catch you later.
Catch you later, champ. There we go. There we go. That's us being held to task yet again. Okay, so the recycling plant is going at Hazelhead. And as I say, it is for recycling in the community. Therefore, I suppose the argument has to be close to community is valid. Let's move on. We have a scenario whereby this referendum's taking place. And when we come back, we'll hear what the First Minister has to say on his view on it.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
And welcome to Talkin. If you want to get involved, all you got to do is get in touch with us here. John's waiting for the phones, 01224401035. As you know, you can text on 61025, prefix it with Cami. There's a few texts coming on. We'll get back to them in a wee while. And you can also email Cami at northsound2.com. Neil Edmondson was on the Facebook page. If you go to the North Sound 2 Facebook page, you'll find that you can place your comments there and keep up with what's going on. He said it's a household, and that is correct. I've had a look at the application here, and the license which the organising body has got is called a waste management license, and this license would ensure that there's no adverse impacts on the local environment from the site development. So if that helps people along in the Hazelhead area, fine. And once again, the recycling centre, it's there because it takes in wood, scrap metal, soil, rubble, electronics, electrical items, garden waste, household batteries, car batteries, paint and cooking oil. So I suppose that lends credence to the fact that it would be better sited close to houses, as opposed to my original suggestion that maybe it could go on an industrial site or out of town. But then again, you know, if people are taking it to the waste centre, maybe they wouldn't mind travelling just a little bit further. Anyway, give me your views. If that's what you think, let me know about it. If you disagree with me, that's even better. Now, the referendum. Have you heard of the referendum? We have referendums and everything here. We have a referendum on the Union Terrace Gardens, which is bubbling away nicely. And the First Minister says referendum talks with the Scottish Secretary, Michael Moore, would be a waste of time. But the Scottish Office says they're holding the consultation on passing powers to Holyrood to help put independence to the vote and have yet to get a response from the SNP government to any of their approaches. So already, we're going back and forth on the argy-bargy as to how this is going to happen. In Parliament, Scottish Secretary Michael Moore has stated that there is going to be legislation passed which allows Scotland to have this referendum. It is also favoured that the referendum should be looked over by an electoral body so that it can be seen to be directed in the right way. And people are being welcomed to give their feelings, their opinions and their attitude to the whole thing. But Alex Salmond says talks in the future of Scotland and the UK must be at the top level.
I don't see that there's going to be a huge conclusion in talking to somebody that can't make a decision. You know, nobody seriously believes that the Secretary of State for Scotland, appointed by the Prime Minister, told what to do by the Prime Minister, makes the decisions. The Prime Minister makes the decisions. You've really got to talk to people who are making the decisions. But, you know, the basis of this is I'm prepared to discuss, I'm prepared to talk, but I wouldn't have Scotland talked down to, I wouldn't have us intimidated, I wouldn't have us bullied.
And there you go, Alex Salmond, who has always stated that one of the views that he has, and he is quoted in the papers today as putting forward his reasons and his opinions for an independent Scotland. But what do you think? Is it a case of now that the politicians are going to go to loggerheads? Certainly, when I was watching the debate in Parliament, the SNP seemed to have the feeling that Scotland should be entitled to do what Scotland wanted because they have their own parliament. However, that was pointed out by Michael Moore, the fact that you can't do that. The law of the land legislates for the law for the land, and the law of the land says that there is no legal ability for Scotland to call its own referendum. Therefore, it has to be called by the UK government. Now, this would seem to be upsetting the SNP because they feel that that is an infringement on their independent rights, and therefore they feel that they would like to be able to do this under their own steam. Alex Salmond there has said that he feels, why would it be a case of having to discuss it with the Scottish Secretary, Michael Moore? It would be better for head-to-head talks between the Prime Minister and presumably the First Minister in order to get it thrashed out and to get a situation done. Now, Alex Salmond is very protective of Scotland as the First Minister, and rightly so. He is also passionate about the fact that he feels that Scotland could go it alone and would indeed benefit. So what do you think about that? 01224401035 if you want to put forward the opinion on the phone. And once again, we will go over the text and see what there is there, but you can text on 61025, prefix it with a Cammy, and once again, Cammy at northsound2.com, and also the North Sound 2 Facebook page. If you are on Facebook and you are a friend of the North Sound 2 page, then you can put forward your opinions there. Right, what have you got, my friend?
Most of them are still actually about Hazelheads on the text. We'll take there's one about the SNP.
Yeah, you seem to be fired up about the Hazelhead thing as well.
We'll do SNP first. Yes. Jack Benyer says the SNP need to realise that some people voted for them to govern Scotland as part of the UK. We did not vote for independence necessarily, yeah, which is a fair point. Some people like the SNP as a party there. Stuart says, I can't call in because of work, but a recycling plant isn't the end of the world, is it? I'm guessing it's not in his back door.
Yes. And no, it's not the end of the world. In the bigger picture, I would suggest that recycling plants are a necessary thing. And, you know,
it's got to be somewhere.
It's got to be somewhere, yes.
And one final one. Mick says, some places fine you if you don't recycle. We should think ourselves lucky. Now, this was in the news today, actually. I think the government are going to put a stop to that. But in some councils, I don't know many in Scotland to do it, but you can get fined if you don't recycle.
Is that right?
Yeah, but they're putting a stop to that because it's some people were getting fined for making genuine mistakes. But Mick has got a point. At the moment, you can get fined in some places if you don't recycle. Which is...
You know something, it's great. You learn something new every day, don't you? Fiona on the Facebook says, I believe the Scottish Government recently agreed the change of use from park to industrial before the ACC made a decision on approval of planning permission or not. Oh, I see. So they gave it an industrial status so that the unit could be there, presumably. So there we go, that's Hazelhead, yeah. On the phone lines, John, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, Tommy, yourself?
Yeah, well, we're getting there. We're getting there, we're toodling on. You're a referendum man.
Aye, well, it's not just a referendum, but a wee bit of wider scope than that, really, but it's on that same subject. My fervent wish is I wish somebody would rise to the political spectrum in Scotland and put up some challenge to Alex Salmond, because he's just getting out of hand now. His wishes for the country and all the rest of it.
I've spoken to Alex Salmond on a few occasions, and he is, I think he would himself admit he's very passionate about it.
Oh, I'm sure he's passionate about it, but it's the problem is that he doesn't reflect the wishes that are the country of Scotland.
Yeah.
And as long as the rest of us then I get caught up in this, in his dream for the future.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll slow this down and stop it. But the things that's getting me is a wee while ago he was banging the drum about things like this great Celtic tiger in Ireland and all the rest of it, this arc of prosperity. We didn't hear any of that now, because it's all collapsed around their ears. And the other thing that the SNP keep calling obvious is we didn't want to hear diktats for the UK government and so on. But all he wants to do is he just wants a seat at the table in Brussels. But then we're all going to be, because there's no question about it, Scotland, I mean, people should get a grip of themselves. Scotland win and manage on their own. They'll have to be part of something else. And that means, if it's near UK, it's the EU. Mm-hmm. So I came for a fact. I didn't want the EU telling me fit a D. I'd much rather London telling me fit a D. They speak the same language as me. They live the same way as me. But the problem is that I've no opposition for him. Labour's just elected another woman for...
Yeah.
And, okay, I'm sure she's a good person and all the rest of it, but he'll just eat them up and throw them. The best leader he's had recently to argue with him is Hannibal Goldie.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, of course, she was voted out. But if she had been in charge of the Labour Party instead of being in charge of the Conservative Party in Scotland, she could have given him a run for his money.
And do you think the other leaders are going to come on board with this? Because when it comes down to it, I mean, Alex Salmond, First Minister, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Joanne Lamont, Labour leader.
Aye.
Her stand, it would seem to be, is that she is more than happy for Scotland to vote, and Scotland is going to vote one way and going to vote that way. She will back that way because she feels it's that's her part. Ruth Davidson, she's in charge of the Tories. And her feeling is, you know, that she was born in Scotland, but she's part of the UK. And she, I think, is going to come down inside the wish that, you know, the country stays united.
Yeah.
Willie Rennie, the Lib Dem leader, I'm not 100% sure what he wants to do. I think maybe he tends towards maybe the home rule business, you know. So you've got two men possibly who would tend towards home rule, and two ladies who would tend to go the other way.
But still, you can.
Yeah, but those four people are all leaders of their party in Scotland. So is it not a case that was stated by the Scottish Secretary in Parliament that all politicians they need to get together to talk this through, to give the facility for the people of Scotland to vote yes or no, and then when the vote is done. The vote is done, you know? But, I mean, there is such a lot to take into consideration.
Oh, there's a lot of things.
If it's going
to
happen, you know? But, I mean, Alex Salmond, by the fact he's SNP, and SNP have always stated independence, and the fact that he's First Minister, i.e. voted there and in charge by majority of the Parliament and therefore the primary voice, you know, his opinions and his words are going to be heard loudest at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they are. This is the thing. But I'm just bemoaning the fact that the other leaders, I'm sure there are decent people.
We're not doubting that.
Providing strong opposition to him, I don't think.
Yes.
And he's a bit unfettered at the moment.
Yeah.
Kenny wants to—he wants to delay this. This is the other thing that gets me as well. He wants to delay this. I can't say this at the time when they were elected, but they want to delay the vote until 2014, basically.
Yeah.
Hoping that this will galvanise people because it's 700 years since Bannockburn and all that.
Yeah.
We're not at Bannockburn time now. We're in modern times now. We are part of this United Kingdom.
Yes.
And you can't hear they'll come along and say, oh, so and so, all this little weak countries are in the world that are getting independence.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. But fit people should bear in mind is, all these little countries that's getting independence, they're all hitched to corrupt regimes and all that. But whereas we are hitched to the most famous government, the mother of parliaments in the whole world. And it's just ridiculous that we want to set ourselves adrift for that.
Well, John, I think you and I are going to be talking quite a lot because you obviously have strong feelings in the matter, and so you should, But it's interesting you say that, you know, our heritage has set up so many other governments. I was listening. I'm dreadful with names. I really should write things down. I was one of the Chancellors of the Exchequer. I was listening to him speaking. And he was talking about, you know, he went to the Queen to talk over his budget, you know? And he found out that he was the 20-somethingth Chancellor to go and discuss it with the Queen. Because the Chancellors, you know, from other countries discussed it with the Queen as well. Right. And it put into perspective just how our governing body, how our Parliament and how our system of government has spread, you know, via the colonies and it's still there today. And I think you're right to say that our method of governing has been the basis for a lot of other. But somebody would probably say to you, but that method of government has given these countries the chance to be independent as well. You know, so I mean, there's two sides to a story, isn't there, John? Okay, well, listen, thanks for phoning. Look forward to hearing from you again, okay?
Okay,
all the best. Bye. Okay, a couple other things on the referendum. We have got a couple of pieces of good news for a change. We'll do that after the break.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
But as we try to, we try and get some good news. Try and get a couple of good news features. We have followed the career of Emily Sandy, and she is doing exceptionally well from last from Afford. Our folks still stay out in Afford, and if they're listening, Emily Sandy is probably was our hero last year, and it looks as if she's going to continue being a hero here at North Sound 2 for the next year. However, we have another little hero. As you well know, Scott Vernon has committed himself to Aberdeen Football Club. He is a scoring man, and if you were listening to John and I talking to the guys down at Pittodrie, the guys on the sports team, they reckon that he could be worth 20 goals a season. Now, that's handy, and for Aberdeen, that would be great. However, he has another commodity that he's brought to Aberdeen. He has brought probably the youngest supporter of Aberdeen Football Club, and that's his little daughter, 10-month-old Pippa. Right, now, Pippa has been pictured with mum and dad, and she goes to the stand, and she supports dad, obviously, and when mum says, look, there's dad, then she makes the usual appropriate noises for daddy's little girl to encourage dad to score more goals. But the great thing about the photo is, and there's two sides to this, they have gone and bought Pippa a set of ear defenders. Now, obviously, 10 months old, she's in a football stadium. The ear defenders are good for a practical point of view, and they are also good for her future vocabulary.
I was just going to say that.
You see? So, but no, it's a great idea. And look at the wonderful thing. They're pink. You see that? You see the picture? Pink ear defenders.
When you showed me that earlier on, I thought they were headphones. I said, why is she wearing headphones?
Well, you see, it's because she's young. You see, in the noise, it's not good for them. You see, but I think the practical thing is very good. But I also think the side issue is it means that mummy and daddy don't have to explain an awful lot of words that might just be quite, you know, quite interesting to little Pippa in the future. So there you go. But anyway, the other thing is Aberdeenshire's own Emily Sandy. Now, she could make pop history at this year's Brit Awards. Now, when you consider that Emily Sandy really came onto the scene, what, middle of last year?
Towards the end of last year, yeah.
Towards the end of last year. She's been nominated for, I think, 3 or 4 awards. She's performed in prestigious events, and she really is getting a name. And not only that, she is a songwriter of note, and she has been writing for some of the big American artists for years, right? The singer-songwriter, she's been named the winner of the Critics' Choice Award. Now, that's a great award to get because, I mean, it's the critics who have actually awarded. Now, she's been nominated also for Best Breakthrough Act. So if she wins both, it will be the first time in history that's ever happened. Now, the news guys caught up with her after her performance at Thursday night's nomination ceremony, and Emily has pledged never to forget her roots.
It means a whole lot because it kind of proves to me that it really doesn't matter where you're from. You can kind of, as long as you really work on your skills and what you want to say, you know, you can make it happen.
And she is definitely making it happen. I reckon she's up for the both awards, actually. What do you think?
The one for the best breakthrough is a pretty tricky category. She's up against Ed Sheeran, so it could go either way, but let's right behind Emily Sandy.
We are voting for our girl.
Yes.
We're voting for our girl. Right. We'll do a few texts before we go. Tony says, Alex Salmond is much more interested in being the first Prime Minister of Scotland than he is about the country as a whole. It seems like this whole thing is too focused on inflating his own ego as opposed to benefiting Scotland. More powers for Scotland would be a good thing, but to separate ourselves completely is a step backwards, not forwards. Thanks for that, Tony. And a word to the people. There's some people who I understand might be a bit nervous about coming on. If you talk to John, John's got a wee facility, again, which I don't understand, which allows him to take your comments, take your points, and get them through to us in the studio, and we're happy to do that. The text also does that. Anything finally?
Leanne agrees with the caller earlier on about the EU. If Scotland isn't part of the UK, will we need to be part of the EU? Is all she says on the text.
Yeah.
There. And then a no.
I suppose we would have to renegotiate.
I think it would have to be a decision that would have to be made, wouldn't it?
So many decisions. This is going to rumble on and rumble on, but that's what the talk-in's about. Thank you very much for your company today. Thanks to everybody who participated. If you want to get in touch with us, as always, you can do it through the website, and you can listen to today's show at northsound2.com/listen again, because it's called the podcast. That's it for today. Have a great Sunday. We'll catch up with you again next week. Good afternoon.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound2.com.